JJ, do you have any questions before we start? Thank you. That wasn't a clap, so that's splashing.
I am now recording.
All right, everybody.
JJ is just a sleepy little guy.
Shut the fuck up, Preston. All right, okay. Everybody, clap on three. Okay. What? Ready? All right, ready. One, two, three. All right, that was.
Wait, no, hold on. No, I fucked up. You said on three. Is it after three?
Oh, okay. Yeah, after three. Okay. One. All right, after three, so like a couple milliseconds after. Okay.
Why don't we just do
just
one,
like
two?
A human being. Just
what? Are you a robot? This is not real.
All right. Some the logical amount of time after three. Okay, let's clap. Okay, no, one, okay. Two, three. Okay.
Oh fuck! Was
Someone
I supposed clap to clap
twice? Someone clapped twice.
No, I was clapping, and then the other part of it was my ass cheeks. Don't worry about it.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
I was retweeting. Calm your tets.
You're not Scottish. Stop trying to pretend.
Calm your tets.
Stop trying to pretend you're Scottish just because we had a Scottish guest on that you fell madly in love with.
We're not.
No. I've just been hanging out with her a lot lately, and she's very sweet.
Yeah, privately.
And we say
in
that
like,
a lot.
Like smoke-filled rooms, and like, what's going on, man?
She's cute, sweet, and
Aren't
I like.
Aren't you supposed to be gay? What happened?
Okay, but anyway. Listen, you can be gay, and then a Scottish girl comes along, and you're like,
oh, okay.
Oh shit.
Oh. Is it like, nobody's that gay, or what? Okay. Anyway, let's do the recording. Okay. I'll take us in, okay? I'll take the pressure off of you, okay? Okay, Spaghetto? Welcome to the first podcast. It's awful. And we're here.
How about you guys?
You guys good? Okay. All right, we're here with Solid JJ.
Ooh!
We're here with Solid hey. JJ,
Hi.
A.K.A. Solid JJ, A.K.A. Bad Tig Delete, A.K.A. Swagger Schultz's weird cousin. Can you go ahead and introduce yourself, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, dude?
No, I'm Solid. I'm JJ.
Riveting.
All right, thanks for the wonderful introduction. Right. And can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Oh yeah, that's important. I do silly videos. I'm on this Three Stooges Wikipedia page. If you dig really deep down, and that's that. I mean, that's it, really.
Okay, and you're also a podcaster, apparently. Gross.
Yeah. We started a podcast. Me and you know, everyone's favorite person in the world, Def Bina.
Oh yeah.
He's actually, I have a question involving your podcast.
Okay. So,
how often do you hang out in dumpsters due to being on the Garbage Mice podcast? And are those dumpsters extra smelly?
Me. Oh fuck! I've heard that was a yeah. The garbage mice. That was.
That's not his podcast.
I know.
No, I was on there. I think for a second. I have the tattoo on my arm, but that's the only, you know, semblance I have of that.
Oh, I just have a tattoo about my experience there. It's very forgettable.
Oh yeah, shit. That's what that tattoo was.
Yeah, dementia's a bitch.
Hey TJ.
Speaking of dementia.
Huh?
Yes.
Justin, take us in.
We already, took him in. I already took
hey
him
guys,
in. He already introduced
welcome
himself.
Back to the first
guys,
podcast.
Guys. Okay. Let's not. Okay.
This is the best podcast ever.
Hey. So
wait, we're recording?
Yeah.
Couple things. We're recording.
Couple things.
On three.
Couple things.
There we go.
One, two,
one,
three.
Two, three.
All right, okay. So
I clapped. I promise.
So I had this idea. We were talking about a little bit in the pre-show about the concept of like someone drawing their waveform in Photoshop instead of actually recording in Audition. I thought that was interesting. The idea of maybe some like super savant guy who's like really insistent on exactly how he wants it laid out, and so he's like meticulously drawing the waveforms and then transcribing them into Audition later. I think I might try that.
You can make a movie. You can make a movie.
Lars
with
is just a dumbass, and he said, "I'm gonna open Photoshop to record the podcast." That's where this topic came from.
Oh yeah,
and he's just like,
"Oh, this is so entertaining, and oh my gosh, this is so like cool and methodical."
No, he's fucking stupid. I don't
you
know.
Can't I think
that's
record
with Photoshop.
So Lars,
not directly.
What you're describing is this is Rain Man, except he becomes a podcaster.
Yeah, exactly. Also, Justin, no, you're full of shit, because here's the thing. Okay. And
No, actually, I'm not full of shit, because
are.
I took a shit before the podcast.
Let me explain. Okay, here's the thing.
No, I shit before the episode.
No, Tristan, you animal.
Explain how you can record a podcast with Photoshop, please.
You can't. Okay, so Pokemon Yellow. All right, this is a huge thing. Okay, Pokemon Yellow.
I'm colorblind!
Pokemon Pikachu Edition.
Okay.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Okay. You fucking idiot. Okay, so...
There's actually two of those. You're going to have to be more specific.
Fair enough. All right. So, JJ, you've heard of Pokemon Yellow, I'm assuming, right? Because you're not ignorant to culture in general, right? I mean,
yeah, that's the other tattoo I have.
I mean, have you seen half of the videos that he's made?
I've got a lot of tattoos, I'm realizing.
No, but so in Pokemon Yellow, this is actually like a huge problem because they wanted to have Pikachu's voice as his cry, but mm-hmm. it was kind of hard to do because this was back during the original Game Boy games. And so what they figured out, though, is that they could approximate the waveform by, like, just drawing it sort of manually using, like, the Game Boy sound chip. It was really cool. It's actually, the history of, like, manually editing sound chips is very interesting. And I actually highly recommend people checking it out. So it is brilliant, Tristan.
You know
not
what?
Not gonna lie, I zoned out and all I heard was chips. I'm kind of hungry.
Oh, okay.
Well,
maybe you should eat something, like dinner.
Would that maybe... think of was like
yeah probably
on Twitter I saw like there was like a whole thing where people would mod Pokemon Yellow to replace Pikachu with like their random favorite Pokemon instead, and it's just the example that was brought up was just like this one Pokemon that like nobody really thinks about, and I forgot what it was.
Pokemon Vaporeon, let's go.
What are you talking about?
I know what you're talking about, though. I saw that. It was like a Pokemon Yellow mod where it's like, it's the same game, but it's just like they changed out the guy, Pikachu, for some random fucker that no one knows.
Yeah, it was just like
the guy, Pikachu. Yeah.
Yeah, they changed out the guy, not the Pokemon.
Whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, they got rid of
what
Ash
Ketchup. Your opinion doesn't matter.
It wasn't like, it wasn't
they
like...
They replaced the voice?
It was, yes, they did. It was Cramorant. They replaced Pikachu with Cramorant.
Yeah, I know what Cramorant is. Hold on,
there
I'm not
three
typing.
Guys listening to this clapping and kicking their feet.
Yeah, no, it's that one Pokemon that keeps swallowing Pikachu in Sword and Shield. You remember?
Ooh,
he's
like
a,
like
it's a hooker.
He's like a bird.
Give me a name on that one.
Yeah, they just they just replaced, Pikachu with a random bird that likes to swallow Pikachu in the game that it... Because it's not even from Gen 2 or Gen 1.
Pokemon Vore.
Yeah, Pokemon
Vore. I'll post a picture in the chat. One second. All right.
No. Please don't post Vore in the chat.
It's not Vore.
Yeah, that Pokemon.
It's a Pikachu getting eaten.
Ew! That's Vore!
No, he spits him out. It's his attack.
Because apparently, like, the modder, that's his favorite Pokemon. And he wanted to...
that's his favorite
mean,
Pokemon?
That's his favorite spank bank material. Come on.
I promise you, if you Google that Pokemon's name and just scroll down for like 5 seconds, you'll find it. Like, you'll
right.
find EVR.
All right, what's the name of the Pokemon?
Vore
speedrun. Let's fucking go.
Cramorant.
How do you spell that?
Cramorant.
All right. Cramorant
what am I looking for?
Pokemon. Scrolling.
I'm looking for Vore, or am I looking for, like,
I was talking to... Maybe talk about in a... Think about in another server where I think we were making a joke about like baby names, and someone said you should name your baby after a random character from Chowder, and someone put Gorgonzola, so I just looked up Gorgonzola from Chowder, and the Google image results don't look that up.
Oh, is it?
I found it.
Gorgonzola is a cheese.
The characters in Chowder are named after food.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you, JJ.
You know, like schnitzel, chowder, gazpacho.
Didn't even have to open up Google for that one.
Yeah, whoever's editing this, can you add that to the video render, please? if you dare.
Fame for it.
Oh, they did it as sprite art.
Yeah.
Well,
you flipped the tables on this one.
I'm not editing this episode.
But I put the Cramorant edition of Pokemon Yellow in the chat.
Thank you, TJ. By the way, are you guys excited for you guys looked it up yesterday with the Nintendo Direct and they had Super Mario Brothers Wonder Bread? You guys watched the video for this?
That got me so giddy.
Yeah,
Super Mario Bros. Drugs. Like, that game looks so good.
It does look, yeah, it looks pretty good.
It looks really fun.
What was the favorite part of the trailer? Your favorite part of the trailer? Oh my god.
Those like little talking flowers that have like that really smooth, suave voice, but they also just like are condescending when you do stuff.
Yeah. What about you, JJ? What inspired you with the trailer?
Elephant Mario.
I think the elephant really, you know, awoken something in me, but my favorite part of the whole thing is that the flower that's pretty much just like a fucking psychedelic trip or whatever. And it so easily could have been a mushroom. It would have been so simple. Everyone at Dorkly would have been shooting up fireworks and like a clap in their hands.
I think there's
it had to be a flower.
They did.
I think there's a chance they're trying to avoid that because they're trying to be family friendly. But
I think they're aware of the implications.
Yeah, Mario should do heroin.
Yeah, they could have just it's okay if. Like, Smash Brothers Melee was T-rated. It's okay to have, like, a T-rated Mario game.
You mean Smash Bros. Melee!
They made Final Fantasy 16 M-rated, so.
Yeah, they did.
I would love if Super Mario Wonder, whatever, comes out, and it's just rated M, but, like, there's no visible reason for it.
Rated M for Mario.
No one knows what it is. It's just, like, everyone's trying to crack the fucking code here. Like, why is this an adult? It's sexual themes? Adult violence? What is...
No, it's real simple.
There's like a very brief secret Easter egg where like Daisy and Peach take their tops off, but it's like in a hidden level, and people are just searching vigorously for like hours and hours and hours, and they can't figure this shit out.
It's real.
You put the Konami code in, and it just pulls up.
It's real simple.
MP4 for snuff.
The M stands for Mario. It's rated M for Mario.
Exactly. No, it'd be.
Oh, that's.
It would be funny if they had. If maybe somewhere deep in the data where people had to mine for it, they just had like. Roiling gay sex between Mario and Luigi, and just like it'd be something that were like people would be trying to crack it for years. I think that could be pretty interesting.
Oh, okay,
Can we get the guys who did the Pokemon Cramorant to throw that in there?
Yeah, Cramorant is a DLC character.
I really hope they have online co-op for this game because I want to play it with friends.
It's Nintendo.
I know Nintendo. The Mario Maker 2 co-op online is like the worst thing.
Ryujin and we could just emulate it for the channel.
Lars, I don't speak other languages. I don't know what that word
is. Emulated Pikmin for like a week on your channel.
No, I didn't. I bought it legally after Nintendo Direct.
Emulated it. You're right. Okay.
I'm promoting the game.
Yeah, no, like I'm fucking pissed because Mr. Solid Snake J, Lars and I have been playing the Pikmin games in celebration of Pikmin 4. We just finished playing Pikmin 1.
On the channel.
And then on the channel after emulating it. And yesterday, Nintendo's like, oh yeah, by the way, Pikmin games on Switch, fuck you.
Right now. You can go get them right now. Your entire playthrough is now invalid. Thanks.
Yep. Just fuck you.
Yeah. It was great that they did that, but they're also like...
Yeah, and I sat down and I replayed Pikmin 1. Like on the Switch sitting.
Yeah, they made
it so good.
No, but they made it weird because it's like
so good.
Yeah, they made it like super ultra mega turbo hard charged where everything is much faster. So you can beat the game in like 2 hours. It's really weird.
I only beat the game in 2 hours because I knew what the hell I was doing.
Did you guys get the DLC that they added?
Oh.
What DLC?
Framerant.
It's only for the second one. I guess it was something they released online when they had like the early Nintendo online access.
Oh.
Like when you had to get like the cord and everything, like the phone thing. But
I didn't realize
it existed. It's you pull it up and it's like it unlocks Cramorant. And he eats you and you get in his belly and it's all warm and thicky.
That's what I was saying. Cramorant DLC.
You were onto something there, JJ, because in Japan only there was an e-reader minigame bonus for the GameCube version of Pikmin 2 where you would insert cards and you get like little sprite-based mini games for Pikmin 2.
But did they feature Pikachu more?
Hold on. And that's what I thought you were talking about.
Go ahead and
you
continue,
got me really
Tristan.
Excited. But no, there's no vor in it.
Oh, okay.
Fucker.
Not buying that. All right.
Yeah, whatever. Exactly.
Yeah, fuck Pikmin.
No, you gotta, play Kirby instead.
You know, if you scan your social security card in that reader, your power turns off in the house. Like, everything just immediately.
Wait, here's a question. Right.
Let me try that real quick.
Here's a question.
Okay.
Here's a question for the podcast.
See how that works?
Uh-oh. All right, well, see you later, Tristan.
Well, I'm getting... It's something
so anyway,
my fishing...
Here's my question. It's a real quick question.
What is it?
Real quick question. All right, so you think... Okay.
It worked.
Okay. So you guys know that... Okay, so Nikocado Avocado's boyfriend...
Orlin?
Do you think he's played the new Kirby game where you expand and do you think he gets like a boner?
When Kirby goes into mouthful mode
No, it's in the lore that Orlin is actually very upset about the whole weight stuff and he's been doing a lot better and losing weight, but
okay.
I'm proud of him. I'm proud of him for doing better.
Wow, Nikki. Great moves.
And they actually did have a lot of relationship problems because Orlin was trying to lose weight and help Nikocado change, but for a long time, Nick was just getting fatter and just amping up the character, and it was making his relationship suffer.
So I get it, but here's the thing. Okay, JJ, I think you can probably confirm this, because you do a lot of reads comic reads of popular media, and the one thing that I think people like most in fiction and nonfiction, more even than a villain, is a redemption arc, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
So Nikocado redemption arc seems like it's really overdue at this point. He could have done this years ago. People would have loved him, right?
Well, I think I get these kind of questions a lot about the Nikocado Avocado lore.
Of course, yeah.
I keep tabs on it. I think he ate burger and fries.
Yeah.
Yes.
And makes me happy.
So solid, JJ. Says here, a sexpert in the Nikocado Avocado lore.
Of course.
Can you do your greatest impression of Sir Nikocado Avocado?
My best impression of Nikocado Avocado. Every time I get on a podcast, all right, fine.
Every time.
Okay, so this is my impression of him eating a burger, all right?
Okay.
Nom, 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 nom.
Oh, yeah. That was so good.
That was really
yummy.
Good.
Holy shit.
Yummy.
You could just replace him on the channel at that point.
You could deepfake this voiceover.
I can only I can only handle so much, JJ.
We have a couple of fans who are actually like probably tuning into this when it gets released and like probably want to know a little bit about like the JJ channel, by the way. Could you like talk about it just like slightly?
Sure. Very elusive, very mysterious. People have been hung that know this kind of information, so keep it on the DL. I don't know what to start. Go through like the beginning.
You're a big solid snake fan.
No, just like shut the fuck up,
doing an impression of Nikocado Avocado sleeping.
Okay.
No,
whoa,
just like
continue, oh, JJ is a sleepy little boy.
No,
confirmed.
Just like the obvious, like how did you get into this line of work and why and what's going on with it?
I don't know why. No one knows why, but okay. So a couple of years ago, I'm playing TF2 with some pals, and I thought it'd be funny to like follow people around doing like the movie narrator voice, so like the
in a world,
you know, like that.
Oh my gosh, holy shit.
Like Michael Cera on the latest not Breaking Bad. Jesus.
Michael Cera on Breaking Bad.
Everything you said was wrong.
No, he's on
there
Black Mirror. No, he's
There's
on,
the Breaking Bad.
No, I've been watching the new Black Mirror. He's on episode one. Never mind.
Michael Cera's on Black Mirror?
Yes.
Wait, Breaking Bad's in Black
Aaron
Mirror?
Aaron Paul's also in Black Mirror, too.
He is,
what am
yeah.
I doing here? You should be watching it.
You should, yeah. The new season came out last week.
Can we call this? We call here?
Actually, yeah. I watched the new... one of the new episodes of Black Mirror. It was so fucking stupid. Like, very minor spoilers, but like, this girl...
Oh, alright, thank you.
Silenced by big Netflix.
Yep. Okay, thank you, Tristan.
Never mind. It just... Okay. It was more of like a horror movie.
Alright, thank you, Tristan. That's enough. Alright, no spoilers, bud.
Yeah, it says the guy that doesn't like spoilers.
So...
I I decided not to spoil it. I was just going to say it didn't fit the show whatsoever.
Okay. Well, the first episode definitely fit the show. It was like hyper Black Mirror for sure. And I'm not going to spoil it either. But it's just like a good episode. Go watch it, guys.
No.
It's the one with the chick with the hair and Salma Hayek.
No, I was talking about the paparazzi one.
No, not that one. That's not the first episode, you clown.
Trust him.
That was the one I was complaining about.
Having a stroke is Lars's shtick, not yours.
Yeah, just
your shtick is that you have memory problems. I was trying to give context to JJ earlier about that.
So JJ, here's a semi-serious question. What do you think it is about your channel that causes people to gravitate towards it? And I'll preface it just by mentioning that this is a channel I'd clicked on and I was like, oh, I'm not sure if I would like this, but I was very easily, like, immediately taken in. So, but what do you think the quality is to what you're doing that's getting you some attention?
I don't know. I guess I try to channel, like, the abridged style.
Mm.
Like, I grew up on that. I love that stuff a lot. And, you know, I'm very lucky I got to work with some of those people now, but I'm able to churn them out with different characters, different genres or whatever on a weekly basis. So it's very easy to, you know, find whatever you're interested in. And I don't know, they're very short. So you watch one, you're going to watch two or three. And then, I don't know, I guess just continuous videos will do it for you.
This guy kind of sounds like the swagger guy.
Oh, no.
I already made that joke.
You know what the funny thing is that the Swagger Soul's voice was more or less, if I just exaggerate how I normally talk and deepen it a tiny bit, that's Swagger Soul. So like my voice for Fred from Scooby-Doo sounds like Swagger Soul's or Superman sounds like Swagger Soul's. It's every fucking voice I do.
But yeah, I mean,
what you're saying is you are Swagger Soul.
But no, it's
yeah, it might be.
It's like, I don't know.
Holy shit.
It's kind of, it stands to reason that how many fucking 7 billion people, obviously a couple people would have a similar sounding voice.
Yeah, I've had some guys that sound exactly like me and it's scary and we fight with knives like at that one scene in Squid Games, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Whatever happened to that show? Are they doing like a sequel?
Yes.
Like Squid Games 2?
They're doing like a real version of it right now.
Oh. Like a real, what, like with like guns? Death?
No, well probably somewhere in some unmarked island right now as we're speaking, but like they're also doing like a reality TV version of it. It's like a game show.
Oh yeah, that Mr. Beast video. You're right.
I love murder
and clipped. See you in jail.
Yeah, the whole I created Squid Game.
Wait a second. I knew it
as like a cautionary tale, so please don't try to remake it in real life. And everybody's like, ooh, let's make Squid Game in real life.
It's also weird that, not to get into like Mr. Beast in general, but that video he put out about Squid Games got like 70 billion views or something. Like, what the fuck? There's not even that many people on the planet. How do you,
somewhere in that territory of 70 billion people.
How do you get so many views on one video?
Ow. I'm gonna fact check that real quick.
It's more than like Gangnam Style. How?
Mr. Breast Squid Game.
You should just do a Gangnam Style parody.
Yeah, just look up Mr. Breast and see what pops up.
It only got like 450 million views, you fucking liar.
Yeah, that was an exaggeration for comic effect. You're right, Tristan. You got me.
You have to round up, dumbass.
No, you would be rounding down in that situation because it doesn't equivalate to 5 and over.
Unlikely.
Equivalent?
Unlikely.
I don't know how to speak.
Clearly. Go ahead, JJ.
Sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry, babe.
Oh, JJ, what? You were talking.
Why was it? Maybe my dementia joke has a few more layers than I realized.
No, no, Tress is the one with dementia. He has injuries.
Fuck you! No, I don't. I try so hard to remember. No. Like, genuinely, it's making my therapy sessions complicated because my therapist is like, "So, do you remember what we went over last week? What the fuck? This isn't the first session."
Trust. Yeah. Wake up. you're in a coma. You're in the hospital yeah. right now.
Why did you say you're in a coma? Why did you say it like that?
Oh, Biden.
That's because it's TJ's Biden. Dirty little kink. It's just like someone sleeping in a hospital bed, just covered in piss.
Trust yeah. me, it's been 30 years. We've moved on without you. Wake up.
I mean, honestly, understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, if one of yeah. you guys
him in the
eyes.
Fucking picture from The Shining as it zooms out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of The Shining, TJ was mentioning something.
What?
In terms of JJ and his willingness to tackle old media, and TJ, you should talk to him about that.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, how do you decide? Because I know that you pull a lot from, I mean, not always, but a lot of older media. And I was just kind of wondering, like, how you decide what to tackle in your videos, like what piece of media you decide to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It depends on what you mean by old media. Do you mean like the Hanna-Barbera stuff, or are you talking like black and white stuff?
Just anything that I'd say is probably more than 20 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, in that case, I don't know. It's just stuff that I grew up on.
Mm.
With the Three Stooges,
Lars called it.
What?
Okay.
What did I call
it? He said earlier that this is just solid JJ picks that stuff because he grew up on it.
Yeah, that seems like the obvious.
Okay.
Yeah, Lars is a big smarty man.
Are you done interrupting, Justin?
No, I just put two and two together. Go ahead, you guys He's continue. Just,
yeah, please
yes,
continue.
Yeah, solid snake, go ahead. Okay.
Not a very enlightened answer, I guess, like you're
yeah.
saying. But it's just, you know, like I grew up on like Boomerang and old VHS tapes and shit, like Scooby-Doo. I watched like the same three episodes out of VHS for like for 3 years. I just had monkey brain. And
what like, episodes?
Fuck me if I could tell you the names of them. I actually just, I was on a Scooby-Doo podcast. A lot of podcasts I'm on.
Is that an invitation?
Maybe. Ooh. I was on a Scooby-Doo podcast and we were watching an episode and I mentioned like my little baby memories of an episode and I just mentioned like two details and they named the exact one and I had like a fucking heart attack.
You think I could, I could name the episode based on the details?
No. It was like, The Headless Horseman in a Greenhouse. I actually made a video with the characters from that because one of them is just straight up a guy with an axe.
Nice.
Like a sack over his head and a flannel shirt.
I want to pull something out here, and I mean this with absolutely no offense to anyone involved, but.
Please put your cock away.
The sentence.
Because I swear.
I was on a Scooby Doo podcast recently, is a very funny sentence. Like, if you.
Yeah. Just,
what's your Scooby Doo?
I mean,
these are the opportunities I get, dude. I live the life.
We've had guests in the past. I remember one said like, "Oh, I was on a Garfield podcast." So it's like, you know, it's not that weird. But I was gonna ask,
John,
do you think
Lazanga?
Do you think I could guess the Scooby-Doo episode you're talking about just by you giving little details about it?
Maybe it's not like iconic. It's just like they go to a fucking mansion and there's a headless horseman.
Oh,
and but that doesn't narrow like, it down.
That's like all of them. The episodes.
A lot of the scenes are like in a greenhouse and there's like a big flower that like eats them for a second and bores them.
I've
that,
seen
oh,
it.
Look back. Look back.
I've seen that one, but I just don't
and
remember
then, like,
the name of the episode.
There's a second horseman at the end. He's called the phony phantom.
I've seen
just
that.
A dude.
I've seen that.
I've seen.
It's just
I've seen
a dude
it.
With that.
Well, yeah,
he's just
I used
a
to
dude
watch
with
Scooby
a sack
a
over his head and an axe.
Yeah,
I think I've seen all of the original series. I think.
Yeah,
because I had them on VHS.
It ends
Bless
with
you.
Him being like, "And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for you meddling kids and that mutt." Or what was
you're
it?
Reading my mind. You're fucking with me. How'd you know that?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember?
If we're talking about like Scubadoo, my favorite Scubadoo thing was the Loch Ness Monster episode.
That's not his name.
All right, sorry. I'll start
no,
over.
That's like Scatman John's version, like Scubby-Doo.
my favorite Scrappy-Doo thing was like the Loch Ness Monster TV special where they were just trying to stop this insane man in this biomechanical Nessie suit thing.
Is this from the Scrappy-Doo era?
No, TJ. This is Scooby-Doo.
AKA this era of the podcast?
Ooh.
Well, who's Scrappy then?
What do you
I know what episode you're talking about. I know what episode you're talking about. And it's like that weird ass little mansion off to like, the side of the
yeah. There's
water.
A mansion and there's like the Loch Ness Monster and they're like fighting it underwater.
I feel like if there's an episode of Scooby-Doo without a haunted mansion, I would be concerned.
There are episodes without haunted mansions. Like, do you remember the...
There shouldn't be.
The spooky space kook?
Oh! That reminds me, JD, when you were younger, did you watch, like, Scooby-Doo and Scrappy 2?
And Scrappy 2, it might have been on a couple times. Okay. I remember seeing a couple of fucking Scrappy 2 episodes and, like,
yeah,
like really getting angry, my face turned red.
I remember Scooby-Doo and the 13 Ghosts. Because like in the Scrappy-Doo era, Shaggy wore a red shirt instead of a green shirt.
Yeah,
that was a statement.
And then they brought it back in that Scooby-Doo special where they like got sucked inside of a video game and Shaggy had the red shirt.
That's Cyber Chase.
Cyberspace Chase.
Cyber Chase.
Yeah, that one was so good.
Isn't Shaggy like a metaphor for Christmas anyway? So it's like appropriate that he would switch between...
Well,
where did that come from in your brain?
Red and green. No, I thought this was a thing. Okay, never mind.
You were going to make like a dick joke because like Shaggy and like he's red and he's like vigorously jerking off.
Red and green are the colors of Christmas, Tristan.
I know after the Scrappy-Doo era, they kind of took a break from doing Scooby-Doo, but then when they started doing those direct to VHS Scooby-Doo movies in the late 90s, those were actually all very good. You know, like the witch's ghost.
People really didn't like Scrappy.
Dude, what was the one with like those creepy like cat ladies that like were doing voodoo and shit?
Zombie Island.
Yeah, that scared the shit out of me. I was just like, oh my gosh, some kid from school's like going to grab a piece of my fucking dick and like voodoo kill me.
Well, in that era, they were like, what if the monsters were real and not a guy in a mask?
What's that episode where where one of them is like, dorky chicks like you turn me on too. Which one is that?
That was from the movie. That was from the movie.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah, that was the movie where like Scrappy like got roided up and then he like deflated like a fart balloon and they threw him out the window.
Nice. That's a weird
stabbing
idea.
Stabbing him like Julius Caesar like a circle.
That movie was supposed to be a lot more adult because James Gunn wrote the original script treatment. And when they showed they started filming the more adult version and they showed it to test audiences and it like, they decided to change the demographic to cater to kids more because it was like pissing parents off.
Oh, okay.
I saw a whole thread about it on Twitter about some of the scenes they cut out.
How are we doing for, we're doing fine. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So a couple questions.
Podcast.
All right. Couple questions for you guys.
Yeah.
This is one that TJ made me promise yesterday when we were doing a voice chat to save this for the podcast.
What is
oof, jeez.
Okay. You done?
Sorry, my stomach's been really hurting today.
Oh,
okay. My tummy hurts.
All right, this is a question for all three of you.
Sorry.
A question for all so anyone can answer. Open the floor. Okay,
go ahead, Dad.
Can you milk a bat?
Yes.
Oh yeah, this. Okay.
Do they have tits?
They have a dick.
If they're mammals,
are they mammals? Are they birds?
What the fuck? No, they're mammals.
What the fuck? Lars, birds aren't real, and bats don't have fucking feathers!
God, I wish I was recording that video. I was trying so hard not to laugh. that was the dumbest thing I've said in years.
You said bats have feathers?
No, they don't.
Are bats mammals or birds?
Well, we figured out who the fucking moron is today.
Everyone pointed at him and laughed.
He's like, bats are birds, and I'm going to record in Photoshop podcast.
Wait, are bats birds or mammals, though? For real? They're mammals,
I found a Medium article where somebody was rating the milk from different mammals.
Oh, God. Why is that gross? It shouldn't. It shouldn't technically be gross, but it is.
Would you drink the milk of a fox?
Well,
I don't even like milk, so probably not.
Are foxes mammals?
Oh my god. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. He's bipedal, two legs, standing up straight. Behold, a man.
How about platypus?
Platypussy?
Platypus, because I heard they sweat milk. They don't have like...
Ew!
No, yeah, they're weird.
Ew!
They lay eggs, right? They're weird.
Ew.
Would you drink like weird milk? Animal.
If someone came up to me with like a fucking jar on it and like tape on it was with written in Sharpie weird milk, I'd probably give it a sip. I'll be real.
JJ, would you drink my milk?
Okay. Well, now that you're making it your milk, that narrows it down to like the options of what it could be.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna have to give you a pass on that one.
Well,
just for my safety.
If it said
society should give you a pass, Tristan.
If it said bat milk, I would assume that it was like a brand of milk that Batman has, and he just has like bat milk for some reason.
Oh. Yeah, that's why Batman had nipples in the George Clooney era.
Oh, because you can milk them. Okay.
Yeah.
They cut the Robin breastfeeding scene, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Robin got big and strong. He's like, I'm going to train you, my little boy.
There was a crazy callback in the Flash movie when they put that, like, the 5-minute unedited scene in it.
Yeah, all
spoilers!
All the callbacks to the old DC movies.
Oh, wait. Have you all seen The Flash yet?
No.
No,
no.
I've seen all the spoilers. Can I say one thing not necessarily a spoiler?
I've seen that one gif.
TJ, shut up. Go ahead, JJ.
All right, so there's one character that, I mean, at this point, everyone knows, like, they just have a lot of CGI fucking, you know, people that are dead or not around that have been part of DC in the past. And one of them was the Superman from, like, the 30s and 40s.
Whoa.
Like, the original, first one, TV. And what's fucking terrible about that is that guy killed himself because he was typecast as Superman and he thought his acting career was over. So it's almost 100 years later, they generate an image of him and throw him in. Just pissing on his grave.
Oh, yeah, by the way, bitch, you're still Superman.
His family's like, fuck it, sure.
I also just see people just post GIFs of the part where, like, the Flash, like, just picks up a baby and puts it in a microwave.
Yeah,
reverse is so fucking funny.
I was going to mention that I saw the Flash yesterday. Holy shit. The CGI is so distracting. People are like, no, it's just bad in the last couple minutes. Fuck no. It's bad through the whole movie, and it's so distracting. They CGI'd, like, Henry Cavill, and he looks like a fucking wax melt from the Dollar Tree.
Wait.
Well, they're trying to keep it lore accurate from the Justice League movie when he had his little mustache thing going on.
Yeah.
I see that they've tried to incorporate basically every live action DC movie of the past.
I need to catch up on the DC universe now.
I thought I heard this on a podcast where apparently that, like, the director came out and said, like, that was a stylistic choice to make the CGI suck. What was that?
Yeah, he said that because the Flash runs so fast, they made the CGI look bad. Bitch! Most of the time, he wasn't running and it looked bad!
I wish I could make that my excuse for, like, shitty decisions in life. It was like, oh, it's just a stylistic choice. You just don't get it.
Yeah, but guys, it was just a stylistic choice. I didn't mean to murder three people. It was just for style.
Artistic integrity, man. You just got
on Twitter, I saw somebody post a video of, like, a GTA 5 mod where you play as the Flash, and people are like, why does this just look unironically look like the movie? Like, nice. It literally just looks like that.
That's where they got the footage.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a GTA 5 mod.
I also saw
love if they did where, if during the Flash movie, for one scene when he's running, it cuts to him, he's like, all right, let's go. And then, like, you see, like, a screen recording of a YouTube video with, like, the fucking, like, you know, the red thing over the time on, like, the iPhone in the corner. He presses play.
There's registered hypercam too in the corner.
Yeah,
I can actually
see
hypercam.
That being like a really ill-advised version, like a Black Mirror episode of some sort. I can see, like, Charlie Brooker trying that at one point and kind of failing. I could see that. That makes sense.
Yeah.
By the way, I have a couple more things that I think we should get to.
Okay.
And I've been taking Tristan to task a lot this episode.
Huh?
And TJ, I think it's your turn.
What?
Oh, okay.
And this is something that Tristan told me to hang on to for the podcast as well.
No, what is it? Right. No. Hold on. I'm scared. No.
What
don't,
is it?
Don't
TJ, under your seat is a bomb.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
This is a
Take
fucked
us
up,
out, TJ.
This is a fucked up episode of Oprah.
Either take us out or we take you out, buddy.
Oh.
Yeah, TJ, I'm going to take you out. Mm.
Wait, are
anyway,
we... We're still continuing the podcast,
actually, that's,
right?
That's relevant, what you just said. Because,
no, fuck you. No.
No, hold on. No, because TJ just, very matter-of-factly, when we were chatting the other day, he was like, yeah, I mean, nobody is as handsome as Hugh Jackman, right? But, I mean, remember this? Remember
yes.
We found out that TJ has, like, a huge crush on Hugh Jackman.
I just said that he was objectively a handsome person.
No, he was like, Hugh Jackman is just like, nobody is as handsome as Hugh Jackman. I'm like, damn, TJ.
That's exactly how you said it, yeah.
You were like blushing and you implied
that he was like the handsomest person on, which isn't like, it's not bad. I just thought it was funny.
You like popped a stiffy, like totally get it, bro.
I couldn't see because he wasn't on camera.
He's my neighbor. Mm. I could see the stiffy from my house.
Ooh, okay.
Didn't you make a mod of Pokemon Yellow, but with Hugh Jackman instead?
Oh, there you go.
With Hugh Jackman. And it has him saying his name, but it's like really bit crushed.
Yeah.
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
I'm Hugh Jackman. It's like this cry.
Hugh Jackman.
The super detailed picture of him on the title screen.
It's like a picture of him from like one of the X-Men movies as Wolverine. It's just like really bit crushed.
It's a picture of him asleep that like no one has ever seen before. It's like not anywhere else online.
TJ, how did you get this picture?
And then TJ's just like, listen.
Nobody's
jack
as handsome
that man.
As Hugh Jackman.
I don't know.
Hugh Jackman's fucking attack noises is him screaming to get out of the house, but like clearly it's like farther away from the microphone. Like whoever's recording it is running away.
Mm-hmm. Wait, isn't Hugh Jackman like
what?
Isn't he like 5'4"?
What do you mean by that?
That's Wolverine.
Yeah, when he runs, it's like that cartoon sound effect, like.
No, he's like, isn't he taller than like what Wolverine was originally intended to be, though?
Oh, yeah, didn't Hugh Jackman make Wolverine bigger or something?
Yeah, Wolverine's supposed to be like 1 foot tall, but he was like about 3 or 4.
I just told you.
It's like the virgin OG Wolverine versus like the Chad Hugh Jackman version.
Yes, I was trying to say the difference between how Hugh Jackman affected the Logan character versus like what Wolverine was like in like comic accurate Wolverine. Like I mentioned that Stan Lee originally wanted Danny DeVito to play Wolverine in a movie.
Be a great idea. Well, he gets to play the Warthog in It's Always Sunny, so it's like equivalent.
And I was like, just trying to say that like. Like if you compare Danny DeVito to Hugh Jackman, like objectively, Hugh Jackman is like a handsome person. So that like Wolverine changed to be more like Hugh Jackman.
TJ, do you jerk off to Hugh Jackman?
Okay, another example of this would be like how they
you didn't
how,
say no.
How, I don't keep throwing me off. I brought up the example of Nick Fury too, where he kind of became more like Samuel L. Jackson.
Actually, there was I was watching an interview with Samuel L. Jackson yesterday, and he went into a comic book shop and he saw a comic with Nick Fury on it that just looked just like him. And he called his agent and he was like, "Hey, I didn't give them permission to use my likeness. They just used it anyway." So then they got in touch with Marvel and they're like, "Yeah, we did that kind of hoping you would be interested in signing like a 9-picture deal with us." And
yeah,
then
they
it's history.
They made Nick Fury look like Samuel Jackson because they wanted Samuel Jackson to play him, and it worked. But it's like, I've seen people talk about this before where like an actor plays like a superhero role, and a lot of the media about the hero, they kind of make him more like the live-action actor. Like with Iron Man, they kind of made him more like Robert Downey Jr., if that makes any sense.
No.
Like in the cartoons that they made, they kind of made him like Robert Downey Jr., where they even casted a voice actor that was, you know, doing sort of an impression of him. If that makes, I don't know.
No.
Is this not going anywhere? I feel really awkward trying to explain this.
Just stonewalling you.
It's okay.
Okay. Iron Man. Okay.
I don't know.
I think you do know. You like Hugh Jackman, don't you?
You like Hugh Jackman, don't you, Squidward?
Fucking you asshole.
You like Hugh Jackman, don't you, Squidward?
I was just trying to say, like, okay, you know what? I'm just going to drop
That's what Squidward sounds moaning, dude.
You know what? Okay, you know what?
This
into
is my audition for the next Solid JJ video.
Are you done? Yeah. This does tie into a topic I did want to bring up, though, if we're talking about SpongeBob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so have any of you seen recently all of that music that there's like this channel called Cash Crabs, where there's a guy that's been releasing rap music, but sort of like he's doing it as if Mr. Krabs started a music label, and like Mr. Krabs and SpongeBob and Squidward are like all like they're rappers now. It is really weird. But like for some reason it's like it's unironically good because they're getting like legitimate producers to make the beats for them, and it's like it's produced really well. And it's just it's really weird, like hearing Mr. Krabs rap about bragging about his wealth and dissing Plankton. And like I'll post an example of what I'm talking about. But what can you do something while I'm getting the links?
Yeah.
You've never seen a dead body.
You're making me feel really awkward for some reason.
Hold on.
We all got so quiet.
Well, I was just letting you do your thing, TJ, but I mean, By the way, yeah, you guys have the same last name. That's weird. That's strange. TJ?
What do you mean?
JJ? What's that all about?
Oh, that's not a last name. Like, right, this music is, like, unironically good.
Ooh, okay. Cash Crabs. Okay.
You guys want to... I think we should toss some more questions towards JJ, by the way. Give him a bit more of a chance to talk.
I have a couple questions for Mr. JJ-san.
Go ahead.
Okay. What's up, homie?
Okay. Mr. JJ, I know this is a basic question, but after seeing a decent amount of your videos, like, what are your favorite characters you've done, like, a skit on?
Whoa, okay. I think the most fun I have with any of the characters is, unfortunately, the Stooges, and I say unfortunately because those do fucking, like, dog water. No one likes it for some reason, which is fine.
Yeah, it's
fine,
always
but...
the videos that people are most passionate about or they enjoy the most that do the worst.
Actually, those are some of my favorite ones you've done.
Oh, that's good, though. I appreciate
I mean,
it's just, they're so, like, niche. It's great. It's, like, it's niche and fun.
Yeah, the fun part is, like, because there's so much shit they've done that there's no real point in trying to, like, parody them the same way as I do the superheroes, where it's, like, a deconstruction. It's more so just me taking the Stooges and doing, like, a Vanderbilt. What's the Vaudeville? Vaudeville was... right word for the Vanderbilt, you know
Vaudeville.
What I mean, just like on stage
Vaudeville.
Yeah, Vaudeville, whatever it is, like the like Abbott and Costello, like shit like that. I do that with this dude, just write original.
Yes.
Whatever, and it's just like a brain game. It's fun.
Hey Mo, I'm gonna fucking step on your balls.
It sounds like Peter Griffin.
It was most of the time that I fought that giant chicken.
Whoa. I don't remember that episode.
It's Three Stooges Family Guy crossover.
I do have another question for you, Mr. JJ, if you're up for it.
Yeah, what's up, dude?
Okay. Okay, sorry, I'll get serious. How do you feel with the recent events involving Chris Chan since you voice acted in a video about his life?
I have a connection with that man. So the story of that, by the way, I was on the Gamer for Mars thing. This is before I was even necessarily a bigger guy. This is like just as I started getting some attention. And initially, I don't know if I could talk about it. Fuck. Oni Plays is supposed to be in it. He didn't do it. He didn't show up for that. And so I ended up doing it. And I had to train to do that for like a week. And I had to do like different like video clips for it for maybe like a month or so. And it got so bad to the point where I would break into the voice by accident without even realizing. Like, I would just be talking to someone, and I'd just be like,
well, yeah, I don't know about that.
And they'd be like, what? And I'm like, oh, God. Oh.
Whoa, you're method acting. You got way too absorbed into the role.
wait, hide his mother. Christian. Hide his mother. JJ, is your mom safe?
No.
Is she okay?
Oh, yes, wait.
Okay. You went to Rutgersville, Virginia. You put on the straight polo.
The fucking Punisher from that one scene.
What do you mean by that, JJ?
Well, I know.
Can you imagine if they made a movie based on Chris Chan's life and they like cast like Christian Bale and he went over the top method acting for it?
Yeah, and he fucked his mom.
I'm working on it.
I'm working.
But
it's like
actually
it's like,
fun
it's like Patrick
fact.
Patrick Bateman, Chris Chan.
That's nice. Let's see the universal convergence. But fun fact I will say is if you go on Chris Chan's Twitter,
yeah,
you go to their likes and you scroll down just a few seconds, right before the day before they went to prison.
The day before 9/11.
They liked one of my posts.
Ooh, you should frame that and put it on your wall.
It's a Popeyes video. I don't know whether to like it or not. It's like knowing like Hitler was thinking about you before he popped it, you know? Like, oh,
what if Chris is still watching your videos?
Leave a comment. Leave like a smiley face with like a winky smiley face. I'll
Chris,
know.
If you're watching this, leave a comment.
Yeah, you're welcome to come on to the podcast and defend it.
Yep, please do, Chris. I've been really wanting to like ask for some updates on the Sonic U lore. Please. Yeah. Where's my pre-order?
Oh, man. I'm just thinking of American Psycho with Chris Chan and like the part where it's like, let's see that imposter's Sonic U medallion. Where it's like Liquid
let's
Chris.
Let's see his DDR.
All right, guys, I'm back. Okay.
Hold on. Here we go.
What?
Mr. JJ.
Yeah.
I have a little copy pasta. Could you grace and bless us with Chris Chan saying it?
I'll try. I'm so out of practice, but let me.
Yeah, I put it in house. Oh, go ahead. Sorry. Okay. Sorry.
Me. Okay.
Fellas NFT, you really think you can get away with theft when you're showing what you saw directly to my face? My lawyers will be making an easy job of this case. Prepare to say goodbye to your lotion. Let's just wait and start preparing for the streets. I will ruin you.
That was so good.
Thank you. I don't know whether to be happy or not.
Oh, are we, Oh, are we doing the obligatory readings? Someone does voice work, so we're having them do a real quick thing?
I also had AI generate like a Green Goblin monologue for JJ.
Okay.
Fuck yeah. Let's
well, here, let me do this one first, because this is one we've been talking about for a while.
Green right. Goblin okay, these nuts.
TJ, shut up. Let Lars cook.
Okay.
Spider-Man.
And I know there's fairly obvious, but could you do like kind of like a swagger esque read of this one? I'm gonna put it in the chat.
You want me to just do straight? I'll just do straight up swagger. So I'll do.
Okay.
No.
All right.
This is what I'm doing today.
Step one: take two of the seashells and place them between your finger to use like chopstick. Step two: using the two seashells, gently pull on feces to remove them from your posture. Until bowels have been completely emptied. Step 3. Using the third seashell, scrape away any fecal remnants from the posterior. Step 4. Dispose of all those three seashells in the toilet and flush. Weep him shitting!
Awesome.
I was going to mention that the Green Goblin monologue is a little more not awful.
Well, the bar has been set, dude. You're good.
Okay.
Yeah, let's already been set at seashell shit.
All right, well, might as well keep this monologue train going. Here you go, JJ.
You want me to do a Spider-Man movie goblin or the one I do for the videos?
Willem Dafoe, if you can.
I can't do a good one, but I'll try.
New York, a city so grand, so full of life, but soon it shall crumble beneath my wicked reign. Amidst the destruction, instant pleasure consumes me. For I delight in the simple pleasures. Yes, even I lay waste to this great city. My taste buds crave the delectable embrace of spaghetti. The irony is not lost on me, Spider-Man, as I savor each twirl of pasta, relishing the chaos that surrounds me. Pride, Green Goblin, am a creature of both darkness and appetite. New York shall be my canvas of destruction, and spaghetti will always be my guilty pleasure.
Mr. Green Goblin.
That was actually really good. Good job.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Do you need me to get you a cup of water, honey?
Spider-Man, do you have any honey?
I got water.
Okay. And speaking of honey.
Yeah.
No, we're not sponsored.
No, okay. Fuck off.
That was good. That was
now, solo JJ, here's the entirety of the Bible.
Okay,
the
all
King
right.
James Bible.
Hey, what's up, guys? We're going to read the Bible today. Let's do this shit.
Have you guys ever read the Bible? It's really weird, by the way.
There's just one scene.
Yeah, there's like words and shit. Like, it's so weird that there's words in the Bible.
They're arranged very strangely sometimes. They're like a donkey talks.
They crucify a guy.
Yeah, that actually does happen.
They predicted that channel Shrek. That you hate.
Oh, donkey.
Preston. Yeah. Why do you hate donkey, Preston?
Yeah.
I don't hate donkey. Hold on. Entertain the audience. Okay. JJ, I got your favorite Bible verse here for you.
No, are we actually doing a Bible verse reading? I was just joking.
What am I reading this as? Who am I? Give me. All right, never mind.
Okay, channel your inner self and just feel it. Just do who you
actually,
want.
Actually, you know what? Nope, that's going to potentially get him canceled. I'm not going to have him read that.
What did you put in there?
It was like a sussy part of the Bible.
Nope.
No.
That was a complete sentence there, Tristan. Nope.
Yeah, that's some Old Testament. Yeah. Old Testament shit.
We can get a private call. You can like put it on mute. We'll do it later.
We'll do it for the patrons later.
Well, it's time to cancel God.
All right.
Okay. But
by the way, guys, what? We've been going for about an hour. Do you guys want to keep going, or what do you want to do?
A little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
So
hey, dude, you got time.
So JJ.
Yeah.
JJ, do you have time for more, though, by the way? Just checking.
Yeah, dude, I'm good. Okay. Funny enough, actually, after this, I go on to another podcast immediately.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So, JJ.
Yeah.
Your name.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So solid JJ. So, the solid comes from Solid Snake, right?
Which a lot of people don't understand anymore, because I haven't done that in a while.
Yeah, and then the JJ part, that comes from JJ the jet plane, right?
Want to say yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Sure.
Yeah. JJ. Let that the jet be the Lord. Point.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, maybe, heard it here first.
Yeah. Maybe you should do a JJ the jet plane video.
That would kill. I'd be number one on trending. Dude.
Yeah. Wasn't that like a weird like Scrappy Doo spinoff of Thomas the Tank Engine or something?
No, they're not related, but it's sort of in the same vein. I don't know who
like
made
the
JJ the
Junior
jet
version.
Plane.
Yeah.
But it was like a. It was like a CG animated cartoon where a bunch of airplanes have weird human faces.
Which is the one that
I hate that show. Fucking hate
it's
it.
It's really creepy.
There's so much porn of it.
There's porn?
What?
There's much porn of JJ the Jet Plane.
You don't
aren't
find
they
that
like
by accident.
Kids?
You don't find that by accident. I don't know.
Yes,
by the
you
way,
do.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to mention this here. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening to this episode, you should probably skip the next 5 minutes. But yeah, there's a whole genre of like airplane personification out there. It's real, like, and like Prego airplane personification porn out there.
What does pasta sauce have to do with porn, Lars?
No, I mean, I knew that existed. But JJ the Jet Plane, JJ the Jet Plane threw me off. It's like,
They have human heads. So it's do they have human butts?
Yes.
How do they procreate?
It depends on the artist.
Okay. Like how does JJ's wife receive the?
It depends on the Sonic furry artist whether or not they give Knuckles 4 cocks.
Okay. Oh yeah. We were talking about that. Wait, were you there in that conversation? No, I don't think you were.
No, that you're.
Colonel, Hugh Jackman is just so hot.
To give you context, the whole Batman
nobody else is as hot as Hugh Jackman.
That Lars brought up, we were talking about different games that were coming out, and we ended up talking about Sonic, and then Lars was just fixated on Rouge the Bat's boobs. So
tits.
Oh, I wish to see her take flight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No. I brought up that video. I brought up Guptil 89.
That's how we got on the bat milk conversation.
You guys want to know some fucking undercover lore about Guptil?
Oh,
yes, please.
Not really. Nobody knows.
Give me the inside scoop.
Because it's like I had to do like a deep dive with this fucker. So there's a video on his channel. Listen, everyone come in, you know, come into the little circle real quiet. All right, don't tell anyone else.
Okay.
There's a... Who did that?
Don't trust him. That's when he got mad at Ray William Johnson.
Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry, Dad.
That video is another fucking Easter egg. But so there's a video where he did where it's like a comic he did, and he submitted it to like a film festival in a school or some shit. And it's like Sonic and Amy. He voices over a comic he drew of like Sonic and Amy going on a date or some shit.
Yeah.
And the mom is like genuinely Amy's a good voice actress, so I'm like, what the fuck? It's his mom, right?
Oh.
We had his mom record trying to like,
I kiss you.
And like all this shit. Yeah, that's strange on its own. You think so, right?
That's where the lore began. Yeah. That's where it all started.
But listen, she is apparently, she was a voice actress on Mass Effect.
Whoa.
I can't find the page for the life of me. I found it once on Wikipedia.
Oh, is she like that Miranda Sings person? What's her name? The Russian?
She's like some character, but she's like not a main character, but she's in Mass Effect. She's credited. Like, she has other video game roles, but like the biggest one I saw was Mass Effect.
No, I was confusing Miranda Lawson with Miranda Sings, because Miranda Sings just got in trouble on YouTube because apparently she groomed a bunch of kids.
She's starting a Minecraft channel.
Yeah, exactly.
You're talking about a real person versus a fictional character.
Interdimensional merge is happening.
Well, because it's like her name's like something Ballinger or whatever.
Oscar the Grouch found guilty of mass homicide.
Yeah.
Mars, where's the batch tits? I want to touch them.
So the way you describe
your mom.
The way you describe. The way you describe.
I love Ray William Johnson.
The way you describe.
Spaghetto.
Yeah, the way you described the film festival thing, it gave me Mike and Melissa vibes. You know, the guy that made...
It's in that territory.
Wait, what, TJ, why are you muted?
I got server muted.
Justin!
I was trying to talk. You guys are assholes.
Jeez, I didn't...
I'll let him cook.
Hold on, not you guys. Don't rope me in with that.
Okay, Tristan.
We can both click the button.
Okay.
Lars and I were like fighting over who could server mute TJ first.
No, I wasn't trying to mute him at all. No, don't add me to your crimes. It's like you get like on trial for murder and you're like, oh, Lars was also part of this. No.
Yeah, Lars also molested the children.
Yeah, no, that's...
Yeah, no.
Well, TJ, what were you trying to say?
No, just say like if anyone doesn't know what Mike and Melissa is, it was like...
Yeah, that time it was me.
A guy that he was like in an animation class at his college, and I guess it was like their I don't know if it was like a finals project or like a student project, but he made like this short animation that he presented in front of his whole class, and that he ended up putting on somebody ended up putting on YouTube because I think it was like his friends or something, or people that didn't like him, because they put it up to embarrass him, because like this short film that he made is like really embarrassing, where he just like complains about his animation class and like how boring it is, and then like in the video he like gets to a point where he's like so lonely that he hallucinates having like a furry anthrope skunk girl as like a girlfriend, and it's so weird. And when you watch it, you know in the back of your head, oh wait, he presented this in front of a class. And I don't know, you just have to watch it, because me describing it doesn't do any justice.
I'm definitely gonna hop on that later.
All right, go watch.
Would you guys like to know one of my first like impressions of TJ and his brother?
Yes, but first I'd like to bring up something kind of relevant first, because it's still related to the topic.
It has to do with Chris Chan.
Let me rail this
okay,
in
go
real
ahead,
quick.
Go ahead.
We'll trade off talking stick
go ahead.
Here.
Rail okay. me real quick. Go ahead.
So we were talking about like Sonic animation and stuff yesterday in a voice chat, and I found out something kind of interesting about here, hold on. I'm trying to find it. One second.
Hold on.
I introduced him to...
Hold on.
No, I was talking about Tyson Hess.
Hold on.
What?
Yeah, Tyson Hess. Okay, so Tyson Hess is like the Sonic animator, right? He's like the main guy.
He's one of the like main people that does like art direction for Sega.
Yeah. So when you picture like a Sonic animator, what comes to mind is probably like... Well, fairly nerdy, probably has like a couple sonas and like
Chris,
you know,
Chan.
We'll eventually get in trouble
of,
for
you're just thinking of Chris Chan.
Yeah. Butters in the chat at discord.t1podcast.com says a Discord mod is what you think of.
You,
yeah.
you need to take those preconceived notions that you have in your head and just throw them out.
Yeah, because this is what Tyson Hess looks like. He's like a fucking Uber Chad. What the fuck? Why does he look like that?
And
I must go.
I brought up that this is the same guy that made the nipples the enchilada comic before he got hired by Sega.
Yeah, guys, go look up Tyson Hess. He's like body goals for men. How do you do that?
I'll be back later.
To the chat. Alma said hi. Yeah. Discord.t1podcast.com if you want to tune into these episodes live, by the way, guys.
So, one of my first impressions of TJ, we used to go to this college together and go to a gaming group. Him and his brother were taking me back to my house because at the time I did not have a motorized vehicle.
What? And
why did you say it like that?
They parked outside of my house in their vehicle, and him and his brother were talking about, oh, Chris Chan, because I had never heard of Chris Chan. I was sheltered by my parents. The first fucking thing they showed me is this fat ass man saying, oh, I could do this too. And he like farts all over a cake with his like cock balls and ass out.
The cake fart video.
Yeah. And that was, thanks for that, TJ. That was like one of my first impressions of you. Just cake fart Chris Chan porn. Thanks,
yeah,
Uncle TJ.
Why did you pronounce it like that?
Why were you like Chris Chan porn? Why was that the inflection? That was very Chris Chan porn.
I don't know. I just keep having like the image of just like chocolate cake just being wrapped on, flying all over the place, just engraved in my head at age 17.
Open. All right.
If you want context, I wasn't the one that showed you that. That was my brother.
You both were at fault.
Okay, anyway, Mikikado.
I apologize. I've been trying to incorporate you as much as I can, but to the episode, by the way. So I'd like to ask a couple real quick rapid fire questions. First of all, what is the point of your podcast?
What?
No, like what are you guys doing on there? I didn't mean that so accusatorily.
Yeah, why the fuck do you make a podcast, bitch?
Because you guys just started it up, and I'm just wondering like what's the theme and what are you guys doing?
Daff came to me about that. He was just on another podcast and I offered, I wanted to join with him on that. So it's, more or less just us talking the shit, just talking about whatever's relevant, joking about it. It's a little fun thing to do. It's not like a,
Stop muting me.
Oh, is it focused on animation at all? Or is it literally just like kind of the two dudes talking kind of comedy thing?
It's not, I guess there's a little bit of a theme about animation. That's kind of his thing. We just both bring things that we're interested in during the week and just talk about it. So, him is more often like the hell of a boss and stuff like that that I don't really know about.
Ooh.
I don't watch. And then I'll bring in like Live Leak videos or something. And then that's what we talk about.
Nice.
Isn't Live Leak
talk about these topics more often?
Is it Live Leak doesn't exist anymore?
If you know where to look.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. I'm going to be messaging you after the show.
All right.
I can see the Live Leak fucking ENG in my corner of my vision now.
Nice. By the way, what's the name of that podcast again, and how can people tune into it if they would like to?
It is called the Bad Take Delete Podcast, and you can find it on YouTube by searching up the Bad Take Delete Podcast. And you can also find us on Twitter by searching the Bad Take Delete Podcast, and that's where you find it.
Nice.
Thanks, Swagger Souls.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Told myself well before everything went well that once I found out I could do Swagger Souls, I'm like, listen, if this internet shit doesn't work out, like I'll just start posting on Swagger Souls voicing like the most evil, terrible shit and then just go dark.
You can just like wear his skin. Yeah.
I would just get him canceled right away.
Just take him down with me.
Yeah.
Start a Minecraft channel under his name.
Just like start putting out videos like, you guys hear about Roe v. Wade? And then just like,
Have you thought about doing parody videos of YouTubers, like especially like since we're talking about Swagger Souls, I was mainly thinking of like the old school YouTubers, like you did like an annoying orange video or something.
I did those years ago before I kind of found my style, I guess. I kind of do whatever. I did have a couple ideas about how to parody. I want, like, once I get to a point where I can afford to film, I do want to do more live action stuff, and that would be a lot more parodies of shit like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have an idea for a Mr. Beast video where, like they just, like, shoot a guy, and then, like, like, it's just a regular Mr. Beast video, and then halfway through, he just shoots a guy dead, like a homeless man.
Welcome back, YouTube. Today, we're feeding the homeless, and I just shot a fucking man because he wasn't subscribed to Mr. Beast. Go on your mom's, your dog's, your grandma's, your dead grandpa's YouTube account and subscribe to Mr. Breast, and you might get a $10,000 gift card to Feastables.com.
That's pretty good.
I was actually tried the chocolate. It wasn't bad.
It would be like just a regular video, like one of those like random, you know, like a video with like all these different games or whatever. And like halfway through, he shoots a guy and like everyone else set like yells, and then it hard cuts to the next bit. And like he's just trying to keep the video going, but everyone on there clearly is shaken up by what happened. And like
they're just all crying. Whenever
they try to ask him what happened, he just yells at them and tells them to shut up. Do the challenges.
It was like, it was self defense.
Do the challenges,
bitch. It was self defense.
You need to hit this ball over the fence. Jimmy, is he really dead? Hey, shut the fuck up! Hit the baseball!
Okay, so sorry, Jimmy. I just
you
got scared.
You want rent? You want to fucking afford rent?
I'm really? So hungry, Jimmy. I haven't been able to buy groceries in 3 months.
Really dumb idea popped into my head, by the way, and I'll just toss it out there because it's not a good idea, but there was potential for you guys to call the podcast just like Misfits 2. Just run with that.
We should do that. You know, maybe when we record the next one, we'll
yeah,
be like,
just call that the episode
welcome
title.
Welcome back to the Misfits podcast.
And like people listening on the audio are going to be like, what? Wait, what?
Yeah.
Did I click the wrong episode? Am I fucking stupid?
The age of consent. And it's just like, oh shit. Swagger.
Oh shit.
Swagger souls? No
Swagger. Care to elaborate on consent?
Just come out as like a sovereign citizen or something. Yeah.
All I'm saying is I made a trip to Taiwan and they opened my eyes a little bit.
Oh, I actually found something out, by the way.
Hey, Swagger, care to talk about your sexuality and come out this month?
Yeah, no, but it's like, apparently that's illegal. I found that out. Can't do
what?
That.
Can't wait, coming out?
Yes, Tristan, coming out as a homosexual is illegal. You're going to get arrested once that episode comes out in a few days, bud.
Me,
so
Swagger Souls would totally vote for that.
Yeah, there you go.
You just do,
No, guys, sex tourism.
Oh.
It's illegal.
Uh-oh. I'm going to have to make a few calls.
You should do like
a write-off.
A deep voice guy podcast where it's like Swagger Souls talking to Jay Schlatt and Markiplier.
I would just do the same voice.
Because just get Ryan to do like his best Daphne impression. You're good to go. I think we should probably wrap things up pretty soon, unless you guys got any burning questions. Or JJ, you have any burning desires that you want to get into.
Okay, yeah, sure. I do have a question. Which one of you want to answer this one?
Let's go.
I will.
Let's go,
bitch. I need a volunteer.
I will.
All right, here's a good question. Would you rather, and you have to choose between these two.
Okay.
Would you rather, all right, this is quite a jump from what we were just talking about.
Have you listened to the horse shit that has come out of my mouth this episode? You're fine.
Okay. Okay, all right, big man, college boy, all right. Would you rather have sex with a mouse and like, you know,
yes.
It just kills the fucking thing, right? And nobody knows that you did it.
Right.
Yes.
Or would you rather everyone thinks that you fucked a mouse to death, but you didn't actually do it?
Okay. The answer to the question is that I would definitely want to do the former because I have I have an instinct inside of me to survive and I feel like that's probably the best. Like, I wouldn't like that. Like, that wouldn't be a pleasant activity, but I couldn't recover socially from the latter, right? I mean, unless you want to make that your thing, you can be like Mr. Hands' cousin or something, I guess.
Mousefucker 27.
Yeah. Enum Claw 2.
Square root.
Oh, God.
Oh, wait. If we're getting into Enum Claw, do you want me to tell my Enum Claw story?
Nope.
What's that? I want to know. What's Enum Claw?
All right.
Okay.
Enum Claw is where Mr. Hands happens.
Let's Tristan tell this story, but we'll put in overtime for the patrons.
Yo, no, dude, it's Swagger Souls. You know, here's my opinion on 9/11. All right.
You guys ever, you ever heard of Tom Pearl?
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier. Welcome back to another
TJ
9/11
talk.
Sequel.
He's been wanting to talk for years.
TJ, go ahead. Sorry.
So, like,
go
a
ahead.
Recent
sorry,
thing
babe.
That I've subjected trust into is this guy named Tom Pearl, because he kind of became like a meme on TikTok where people would post videos of him out of context, or they would like censor it heavily, where they would just like put him in front of a different background.
Yeah,
like, he's like,
I'm over here going through a breakup and TJ's showing me clips of this guy. Yeah,
he has like a
this is the first dream event of the 21st century.
Why did we need to talk about this?
Because like, we were talking about like Mr. Hands, so it's like,
Justin, maybe sometimes it's a good idea if you do interrupt TJ. If this is what we're gonna get.
I knew where this was going. I was trying to save you, but you didn't listen, Lars. You didn't listen.
JJ, here, I'll cap it with something that's like nice. If people have been tuning in and they've been hearing your funny man
JJ?
Voice.
Huh? Wait, what was that picture you sent me?
Dude, he's talking. You gotta respect the podcast.
Okay, sorry.
He's laughing.
Go ahead, Lars. Go ahead.
Jesus.
Sorry.
Hey, you can't keep focused.
TJ, why have you posted diarrhea.wave in the chat?
You should play it.
This is
Doplex posted this. Yeah,
all right. Let's save that for some other time, though.
Okay.
JJ, here's a wholesome question. I hope I don't get interrupted again. So here it is. If people have been tuning in to hear your funny man voice and they've been enjoying listening to you and they want to check out some of your stuff, what's like a really good video to start on? What's like one that you're super proud of that you think will introduce people into the solid JJ lore? Solid JJ 2, Sons of Liberty, let's say.
Okay, so the fan favorite's always going to be one of the Justice League videos, but if you want to hear my favorite video on there, you're going to look up Drake and Josh causes the Chernobyl incident. There's Chernobyl disaster. That's the best I've ever made.
Okay. All right. Guys, go check that one out. Do him a favor, by the way, because DJ was mentioning this. The Passion Project one is never the one that always gets the most views. So check that one out.
Never.
Yeah. And I think we should probably cap it here so that our editor doesn't go completely insane when they have to... the shit down. So stop. Stop being funny. It's just you saying the name of an evil dictator over and over.
You know what? I can be like you, Lars, every video. Or after, Lars is just like, oh, I'll stop talking about. Sorry, and then I have to bleep it like 7 times in the video.
For context,
because
Tristan, on your spaghetti videos, you're one of the main things
do. No, this was different. This was different.
This is
different,
not different.
Because
here, let me talk.
No,
let me
we
land.
Were at a.
Okay.
No, so what the fuck?
On your videos, you always say like, "Hey, monster, I hope you don't like do me in the butt. I hope you don't find me and have your way with me in the dark." And I'm like, Tristan, that's really morbid. Like, what the fuck?
I'm talking about a different video that I just finished editing. Where I was talking about how I used to like go to playgrounds as a child, and then Lars is just like, "Oh my gosh, Tristan, you go to playgrounds?" And like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then
you
went on like, I had to censor it, dipshit. So yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Do you want me to send you the raw audio clip? Here, I'll send it to JJ real quick.
Well, I don't think he needs to know. Thank you, TJ.
So, JJ,
JJ, I'm so
thanks
sorry,
for coming
by
on
the
podcast.
I'm so
it was
sorry.
Nice to meet you, man.
Well, anyways, if people wanted to tune in and find your stuff, just Solid JJ on all platforms.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll find me, except on Twitter, where it's Solidus JJ, because some fucking guy in Japan had to have a PlayStation out named Solid JJ for no fucking reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, besides that, so Solid JJ, you'll find me.
I think Elon Musk, if you're listening, you could redeem yourself by relinquishing that username for JJ.
Wipe them from the databases, like that one picture from Stalin.
Yeah. By the way, Spaghetto.
What's up? Hey, yo, what's up?
People wanted to watch your YouTube videos that you've been describing during this podcast. What's the best way to do that?
Have I even talked about the videos at all today?
You literally just described one, and you were like ruthlessly mocking me for my participation on it. 3 seconds ago. Like, literally, that was the last topic.
What?
Yeah.
The fuck?
All right, moving on then. All right, TJ, if people wanted to tune into your SoundCloud,
dementia strikes again.
I didn't remember. Okay. you guys want to check out some extra content featuring Lars and I just being really stupid dipshits and like hanging out playing games? YouTube.com/Spaghetto. One of the recent highlights Lars has had was he was talking about different flavors of cum, and we landed on how blue raspberry flavored cum would be like, you know, overrated because there's too much blue raspberry type of shit. But yeah, check it out.
I think it still has potential. I also suggested Flamin' Hot.
Yeah. Yeah, Flamin' Hot Limon cum.
Yeah.
JJ, what would be your cum flavor?
I don't know, man. I really don't know. I don't got
a bomb pop flavor.
Well, that'd be nice.
Sure.
Yeah. Imagine
one of those fucking prime flavors. I don't give a ice pop whatever.
Blue raspberry
cum is like
just make it like a mystery flavor called What a Thrill or something. I think that'd work.
Yeah, it's a mystery flavor. It's just straight up fucking
juicy cum.
Imagine it's like Pop Rocks. Wait, you jizz in her mouth
just
and it just goes
flavor that's just regular flavored semen. That'd be really
yeah.
Funny. Oh wait, this is just
what if it tasted like Flamin' Hot Cheetos?
That was my suggestion.
Then you probably need to see a doctor.
Oh really? Okay.
Yeah,
TJ, go watch the video, bitch.
All right, guys.
At youtube.com/spaghetto.
TJ, if people have been listening to you talk sparingly,
yes,
and they wanted to listen to your music, some of which is featured on the podcast, what's the best way to do that?
Just look up the Rolling Stones on Spotify.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I'm on SoundCloud under the name Teej, just T-I-E-G.
Yeah,
got that out before Tristan's server muted me again.
If people wanted to watch the Beatles, by the way, I hear Solid JJ's got a couple of videos like that. And I think that's going to do it. Thank you guys for listening, and I deeply apologize for listening. Sorry you guys had to sit through that. And we really appreciate you coming to check us out. If you've been tuning into this and you've liked what you've heard, somehow, beats me out. But if you want to check out more, we have done other episodes of the podcast, including a couple now. I think at least three at this point, with a certain other Bad Take Delete host, the other half of the podcast as well.
Really?
Yeah, he's been on the Ryan's been on the podcast at least three times. That's why. Yeah.
He's the least.
Yeah. He's a piece. That's right. The harsh language really, really sells it. And I can have you guys go over to the YouTube channel for that. Just search up the first podcast. It's literally like the first thing that shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And also, if you're looking for us on audio platforms, just go ahead and search it up as well. The First Podcast. You can find all of our links on our Audio Boom page, or just check it out on Spotify, Google Podcasts, the usual platforms. Don't look up the other First Podcast, the church one, the one that fucking stole our name for like a Baptist church.
That was in one of the Castlevania videos where you just like you ranted about this church that stole our podcast name.
Yeah. There's like a Kentucky Baptist church named The First Podcast that put out, and it's like a really homophobic one, and I really hate that it's like associated with like the name of our show.
Well, at least it's on
so
brand.
Fuck you guys.
It's ironic too, because I'm like the gay host.
Yeah. What'd be really funny is if JJ, if that was the podcast JJ was going on after this, is the other first podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like,
I thought this was that.
Yeah.